Turn, if you will, to Paul's writing to the Corinthians, the first chapter. I read verses 10 through 17. First Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 10, the Bible reads, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it have been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Shiloh, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name, and I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." The base of our thinking coming from the 17th verse. "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Supporting scripture that you've already heard in your hearing, St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 19 and 20. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The base of those verses, I like to use a thought of subject this morning: a man on a mission by God. A man on a mission by God. But I thank God that He is such a God that has been so good. And I began to think about all that the Lord God has done, and we ought to have a mind not to complain, but just to be thankful. The Bible saying all things give thanks. So even sometime when you're going through, you got to learn how to praise your way through. Sometimes we cry our way through. Sometimes we pull our hair out. But every now and then, we got to just praise our way through. Somebody in here praying their way through. And then somebody know how to praise their way through. Somebody know how to have a hallelujah anyhow praise. Now, I don't know what you come to do this morning, but I am a man on a mission. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the mission is to declare the word of a mighty God. God has and is good to all of us. Hallelujah. And we ought to be glad not only to be in the house, but we ought to be glad to be a witness. We ought to be glad to be one that can say that I am a believer, that God is not dead. He is yet still alive. So we are thankful to the Lord our God this morning. Thank you, Charles, for being obedient. Thank you for having a mindset that if Pastor asks you something, even if you don't feel like it, you can still do the best that you can do. And God blesses us when we do what we can do. And you don't have to sound like somebody else think you ought to sound. You just have to be sincere in what you do. So many times we like to hear somebody say how good we've done, but it's not about what they think about it anyway. All we ought to want to do is please the love of a mighty God. Anytime you try to please one another, you're going to find that somewhere along the way, you're going to fall short. You just can't reach all of the things that people want you to do, but you can satisfy God because He knows you inside out. We are thankful to God this morning for His many blessings and for how God has blessed us here on this Sunday morning, the last Sunday of June. And we are thankful that summer is here. Those of you that have been cold throughout the winter, you've been waiting on that good time to get out in the heat and the kids to get in the swimming pool and for all the many things that happen in the sunshine, it's time now. So we are thankful this morning that God has blessed us to come on this Sunday morning magnifying and exalting His name with our young people whom we love and we trust.
We treasure them. We thank God for them. And if nothing else, we need to learn that we have to train them in the way that God would have them to go. Now, if for whatever reason they depart, let it be their own decision and not by none decision of our own. I am so proud this morning of all the accomplishments and achievements that our youth made across the board, academically as well as athletically, here in our church as well as in our community. We've heard good words about our young people, and we stand behind them. We know that our young people are just like we are. We all have some right, and we've done some wrong. Our young people are our offsprings, and just like we did when we were coming along, we did some things right, and we did some things wrong. But it is our time as the adults in this situation to love them, to embrace them, to encourage them, and to let them know that they do not stand alone. Vows Chapel, I want you to know this morning that we got a lot to be thankful for because God has blessed us with a lot of precious gifts. And we got to know that it is our job to pray for them and to love them and to embrace them, to let them know that they have our support 100%. Even when they are not 100%, we still have to be 100% because children are going to be children. Sometimes you got to understand that if you get a child the choice that you want to go to church, then the child may say no. So you got to have a mindset that you don't ask the child whether they want to go or what they're going to do when it comes to church. You just take them on anyhow. And if they got an attitude about going, you let them know that that's where your blessings are going to come from. And then you have to be the adult in the house. But too many times we are allowing our young people to fall by the wayside because they just don't feel like sitting in here for 2 hours or more. But you want God to bless you. You want God to keep you. You want God to touch your mind when you get ready to take those tests. It's God that brings back your remembrance. It is God that allows you to do the things that you are able to do. If you're one of those that are very athletic, you got to know where your strength and your gift come from. You are not able to do all those things just because you are you. There's a God that blessed you with the gifts that you have. So I am thankful that we have a church family that embraces and recognizes the importance of allowing God to use our children while they have a chance. Too many times we like to put them back on the back burner and say, you're not old enough. But how many of you know that we got to use our young people right now? They are able to sing. They are able to dance. They are able to read God's word. They are able to pray. They are able to even encourage us sometimes that we need to get our lives right. You see, we got to understand that if we're going to be the walking example in the front of them, we got to be very careful what we do and what we don't do. And if we want them to love the God that we love, then we got to show some love for the Lord our God. We're living in a time where our youth are the main target of the enemy. They are abused and misused more than any other age group that we know of. So let us be watchful and mindful that you can't trust any and everybody with your children. It is God's desire that our babies be blessed, for it was him that said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And then the Bible said he took them up in his arms and he put his hands on them and blessed them. So those of us that have that mindset of pushing your young folk to the side, you better look at the word of God. Jesus says, suffer little children to come unto me, forbid them not. So in other words, don't you get in the way. Sometimes we get in the way talking about they're too young and we too lazy. Hello, somebody. We got to be about our Father's business. We got to be doing what the Lord would have us to do. And God going to have somebody that's going to do it. The Bible declared that out of the mouth of babes. You know, sometimes it takes a baby to let you know that you done wrong. It takes a baby to let you know that you need to thank God for your many gifts. It takes your baby sometime to make you realize that I got to get myself together. How many times have you walked in life and realized that your child is so important to you that you realize, I got to make some changes in my life. I got to be more responsible. I got to be that individual that's going to stand there that they know they got somebody that they can depend on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us continue to do whatever it is that we can to help our children along the way. And the main focus is to let them know who Jesus is. You see, if they know who the Lord is, then you don't have to worry as much when they're out of your sight. You're not able to be with them 24/7. But if you believe in the power of a mighty God, that he would never leave you nor forsake you, then you know that God is always there with them. So that's why we pray their strength in the Lord. We pray to God we'll continue to keep them. So I thank God this morning for all of our youth leaders, advisors, parents, and grandparents. And I thank you for allowing your children to work in the house of God. I thank you for encouraging your children to go out and further their education. I thank you for being that one that realizes that they are very important to the body of Christ. Our young people need our help, and more importantly, they need our support. It's a sad thing when your children are involved in something and you're too lazy to go in and be a witness. It's a sad thing when somebody else got to take up your stead when you ought to have a mindset that I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. So we got to realize that it is our responsibility to embrace them, to encourage them, and to let them know that there's nothing that you cannot do. For the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. And we teach them where their strength comes from. You know, it's a good thing to love mama, love daddy. And what we know is that mama and daddy can do anything. And how many of you know that as you get older, you find out they can't? That's something that mama and daddy just can't do. See, when you're young and you don't really understand all those things, it seems like mama is superwoman. Daddy is Superman, and anything I ask them, they're able to do. But in the course of life, you'll find that they're not able to do all those things anymore. So then we have to train them and teach them that the things that I'm doing now, you're going to have to do one day. How many of you ever told your child, you wait till you get a child and you understand where I'm coming from? How many of you ever told them, you just don't know what I had to go through in order to get you where you are right now? So I come to bear God's word to tell the people of God that God is still in the blessing business. Once again, God has blessed me to be here to speak a word on his behalf. So I count it all joy to be able to stand and to do not only myself, but men and women across the globe this morning are commissioned by God to preach the gospel of peace. I come to tell you some good news this morning that many of you already know, that it is a fact that our salvation is based on the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. He is not dead. My God is still alive. The God that I serve is a good God. The God that I serve still sits at the right hand of the Father. And as a believer, I walk by faith. And we got to understand that God wants us to be united into the Lord, in whose name we are and saved, even though we are many members, many denominations. But there's still only one God. That God is the supreme ruler, the master of the universe. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. The Bible declares that we are his special creation and that he loves us beyond measure. The Bible that I read tells me that God loved us so much that he allowed his only begotten son to die, and whoever believed in him will have life everlasting. Now, in order for us to believe in him, we got to utilize that thing called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. And if we walk by faith, then that tells us that we are walking blindly. We don't know what we're going to walk into, but we walk by faith knowing that God will make a way somehow. Now, I don't know, but I believe that there are some believers in the house this morning that believe that God is a way maker. Are there any believers in the house? I need to know where my believers are. Because if I got a believer, then I got a witness. I got some help in here to declare the word of God. I'm on a mission for God, but I need some help to do the witness. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I'm feeling a little bit better now because we kind of quiet in here this morning. I don't know what happened to you on yesterday, but let it go. You ain't coming here to get entertained. You come in here to worship him in spirit and in truth. And I didn't get you up this morning. The Lord woke you up this morning. That clock didn't wake you up. God woke you up this morning. And anybody eyes that opened up this morning, they realized that the blood was still running warm in their veins, then they ought to have a mind to tell God thank you. So I want to know why you come in here sitting down like you owe God, owe you something. You ought to come in sometime running to the altar saying, Lord, I just thank you that I made it to the house one more time. God don't owe us anything this morning. We got to trust God. I'm here only as a servant and a willing vessel to be used by God. In order to be used by God, I got to be inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why I wasn't trying to be funny when I said I don't feel like I want to feel. Because if I don't feel that Spirit moving down on the inside, then I don't want to talk to you. I want the Spirit of God to talk to you. When I talk to you, you may not like what I got to say. But when I talk to you through the Word of God, it don't matter whether you like it or not. The Word does not go out void. It hits us. It convicts us. It makes us think about what we are doing. The Word will make you realize that you are not all that you think that you are. For the Bible declares, if a man consider or think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. A lot of you have been deceiving yourself, looking in the mirror, thinking you're all of that, and all you is a wretch by a regular rag. Bible says you're a filthy rag. So what makes you so uppity? Well, we use the new word, bougie. Bougie, it ain't got nothing. We thank God for the apostles, and just like the apostles and the prophets, I am a man on a mission. Commissioned by God to tell the story. That he alone gets the honor and the glory. See, too many times, too many preachers want a lot of pats on the back. And it's all right to be loved. It's all right to be respected, but don't push nobody too far up on the pedestal. What I found out is when you get up on the pedestal, they'll leave you up there. And they'll just watch you and waiting on you to fall down. And if you don't land on your feet, hallelujah, the gossip train will start running. So I learned how not to get the big head. I learned how to just let God have his way. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God. It's about the gift that God gave me. It's about what I am here to do. I feel like Paul said, I don't want to baptize. I just want to preach. That's all I come to do this morning, to preach. Hallelujah. A whole lot of other things that has to be done in the house of God. But the main thing I came to do was preach. And I believe somebody in here come to hear some preaching. Anybody want to hear some preaching? The Bible teaches us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. For that sacred task of leadership. And when we look at our supporting text, look at what Jesus says. The Bible said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, went into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. So they were where the Lord wanted them to be. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But now the Bible declares that some doubted. Okay, there are a whole lot of us in here. Some of you are going with me. Some of you are witnesses. Some of you are going to praise it. And some of you are going to have some doubt in your mind. Some of you are looking at your clock wondering how long and how much wind have I got this morning. But I've been on vacation. I've been laying around. So I got plenty of energy this morning. I wouldn't even go nowhere yesterday because I got two jobs to do today. So I'm good this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't it good to be good for the Lord? Let the Lord use you while you can. So the Bible says that there were some in the midst that doubted, but Jesus came and he spoke unto them. What did the Lord say? He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So all power belongs to God. I'd be crazy to think I got some power. See, so many times when we get a little authority, we don't know how to use it. That's why a lot of folk don't like you when you get in an authority position, because you have to do what the rules say do. When you do what the rules say do, then you go against what they want to do because you want to do anything you want to do. But you can't do that. So the Bible says all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And then what did the Lord say? He said, go. Ye therefore, when you go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And all the people that I baptize, I never stood in that pool and said, I baptize you in the name of John Cade. Because you be messed plumb up. My commission, my command was to go and baptize, teach them, first of all, why they're being baptized, then baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, because you got to accept the whole Trinity as one, and you can't divide it and separate it. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. How many want all of it? If you got one, you got it all. These folk running around talking about, I don't believe in Jesus, but there is a God. They don't even read the real word. Now, Jesus says, teach them to observe all things. See, everything you do, I can't see it, but God sees it. All I got to do is tell you about it. And he tells me to tell you about all the things that are being done out there in the world. But then he said, whatsoever I have commanded you. So in other words, don't you worry about having your mouth shut. Open up your mouth. You tell them what I tell you to tell them. You speak the truth in season and out of season. You tell them when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. You tell them when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. So I'm just a man on a mission this morning that came by to tell you what the Lord said. And the Lord said that he was going to be with us. Not only is he going to be with me, but he'll be with all of us. All the way to the end of the world. Now, who can ask for any more than that? If the Lord gonna go with you all the way, why you worried about them folk that only gonna go half the way? Why you worried about those that are always talking negative? I stopped by to tell you it's time to lay rats aside. All of the naysayers, all those folk that always got a negative spirit, always talking about what they cannot do. But I thank God for a positive spirit that I can do whatever the Lord would have me to do. I just stopped by to let you know that the Bible wants us to know this morning that it's time for all of us to get together. It's all about being unified. It's about realizing that we might be many members, but one body in Christ. I stopped by to tell somebody that Paul was a man of God that had a mission to go out and do what the Lord said do. And I got that same mission this morning. I come to tell somebody. See, I can't help myself now because I done got where I want to be. When I get where I want to be, I got to let it go and let it out. Because the Lord God has been too good. He done made a way out of no way. And I just want to let somebody know this morning that you better stand in the grace of God. See, this man called Paul, he loved the Lord with all of his heart, but he wasn't always a man that loved God. There was a time that he persecuted the church. There was a time that he run down Christians. He, at that time, his name was Saul. But one day on the road of Damascus, he had his mind changed. For a light shined down from heaven, blinded him for a little while. When he opened up his eyes, he began to walk the walk. He began to talk the talk. He began to trust in the power of God. He said, I gotta let you know that I am a man of God. I'm on a mission for the power of God. Now, when we get over into the book of Corinthians, we gotta back up to the book of Acts. When you get in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost, when the Lord God stepped out in the Holy Ghost, and every one of them got on fire and began to speak in all manners of tongues, and all of a sudden everybody got happy. Anybody ever get happy? By the Spirit of a mighty God. They began to realize that everything gonna be all right. So Paul went about and began to establish many churches. Now when he established the church in Corinthians, those people in Corinthians began to do all kinds of things. They were fussing at one another. They were arguing, and they had contentions. That's what Paul said, that they are full of contempt. You see, somebody gave Paul the word. Paul said, I beseech you, brother. In other words, let me hear what I got to say. I come to tell you some good news. I come to tell you that I heard what you've been doing. I heard you've been arguing with one another. I heard you've been acting out of the will of God. You've been taking on the ways of those pagans. You've been doing everything but the right thing. And I'm not telling you that you got to do everything just the same way. But what I'm telling you, you got to get on the same mind. You got to get on one accord. You got to have the same mind and the same judgment when it comes to running the house of God. You can't do it your way and think it's better than my way. So many times we think that we are not Baptist. We are not going into the gate. Some think that you got to be wholly sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost and fire baptized. But you don't have to go to a holiness church to have the Holy Ghost down on the inside. How many Baptist folk in here this morning know what it is to have Holy Ghost power? Anybody got Holy Ghost power? Anybody got power that'll stand? Anybody know that the Lord will make a way? I know that God will do what nobody else can do. I just stopped by to let you know. You might fall in one of those categories. You see, when Paul began to talk to them, he said, some of you want to believe in Paul. Some of you want to believe in Apollos. Some of you want to believe in Peter. Some of you want to believe in Jesus. But did anybody other than Jesus die for your sin? Paul didn't die. John didn't die. Apollos didn't die. David didn't die. But Jesus died for your sins. And I just want to let you know that I'm glad that I didn't baptize some of y'all, because you don't act like a child of God. See, Paul realized that I'm not going to take no credit for baptizing you when you acting like a fool. I'm going to take credit for the one that doing what the Lord said do. So I tell you who I baptized, but let me let you know something else. I didn't come to baptize anyhow. I just come to preach the gospel. I come to tell the good news. I come to follow out my mission. I'm on a mission this morning to tell somebody that God lives. I come to tell somebody that God is a forgiving God. I come to tell somebody that he is a bridge across troubled water. I come to tell somebody that the Lord will do what nobody else can do. I am a man on a mission by God. Yeah. Anybody on this job, anybody, everybody ought to praise the Lord. Somebody ought to say, yeah, I thank God that I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I see a preacher. Hallelujah. I see a preacher that done hid in the midst. But I thank God that God will find you wherever you are. Anybody in the house, love God with all your heart. Anybody in the house, ready to get the devil off your back? Anybody in the house, want to be delivered this morning? Say yeah! I'm on a mission, and I can't help myself, because the Lord been too good for us to turn around now. I beseech you, I exhort you, I encourage you to bring it together. Whether it's in the church or in the home, we got to be unified. A divided house will fall. So what Paul was saying, you might not do everything just right. You might not see eye to eye on everything. But when it comes to biblical things, don't get wishy-washy and don't get brand new. The word is the same. It changes not. Trust the word of God. For he said, I didn't come to baptize. I just come to preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The good news that salvation is yours if you will believe. a man on a mission for God. What I love about running for the Lord is that sometimes I feel like a failure. But God reminds me that it's not about you. You just put it out there. And those that want it will receive it. Those that don't want it, they can shun it. But you do what I tell you to do. You be on your mission. You know that I'm going to go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And the Lord says sometimes when you go, and if they don't want to hear what you got to say, shake the dust off and move on. Sometimes that's what has to be done. Because some folks still stiff-necked, hard-headed, and stone-hearted. And you can't penetrate it. But you can pray that the Lord change them. I can't make you change, but I know somebody that can. And the thing is that we can't point the finger and try to act like we better than somebody else. If we are saved, we're only saved by the grace of God. How many of you are glad that he's a merciful God? Because if God didn't have mercy and if Jesus had not died and we were standing at the judgment seat, all of us would be hell bound. But as believers in the resurrection of Jesus the Christ, we have life eternal waiting on us. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your power? There is no power in death anymore. For the God that we serve, he rose with all power in his hand. As you stand to your feet this morning, there may be one that realize that I'm not where I want to be, but I want to be in the family of Jesus the Christ. The doors of the church are open at this time. Is there one this morning that would like to come, whether by letter, candidate of baptism, under your Christian experience? The Lord may be speaking to your heart this morning, saying it's your time to step out on faith. It's all right to have a faith walk, because when you walk by faith, every day that you walk down through this valley of the shadow of death, you are under the watchful eye of the Lord. Is there one this morning that would like to come? Oh, God is such a good God. We say that the Lord is great and worthy to be praised. He will always be great. His love, his mercy, and his grace is never ending. Maybe there are those this morning that desire prayer. We want to remember Sister Mary Lou, Sister Melissa, Sister Christine Frazier, Sister Chrissy Hargrave, Sister Vivian Hargrave, Sister Frances Burns, Sister Nancy Burns, Sister Josephine Wright, Sister Louise Littlejohn, Brother Fred Lee, Brother Clifford Burns, Sister Ashley King, Sister Shane Curry, Mother Pearl, Sister Kathleen. God is able this morning. God can meet you wherever you may be. Every pain, all your stress, all your heartaches. And those are the things that sort of ponder and work us somewhat. But then we look on the flip side of joy, peace, and healing, deliverance. All of those things are ours for the asking. Sometimes we have to understand the word declares you have not because you ask not. But when you ask, you got to ask believing that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Then you have to watch the trick of the enemy. There's nothing that you've done in your life that God will not hear your humble cry and still come to your rescue. Don't listen to the enemy, for the enemy try to get you to hush mouth and to stop talking to your God, because you're striving, and somewhere along the way you fail again. Just get back up. Get back up. Tell that devil, you didn't win this time either, because I'm going back to the Lord. Every time I fall, I'm getting right back up and I'm going back. And that enemy going to say, Lord, tired of you coming back. And you say, you're a liar. Because he just seals me to keep on coming. And how many of you know that even though you may not be where you want to be, you can still feel the presence of God? You don't have to be an angel to feel the presence of a loving God. I'm going to ask Minister Diggs to come to lead us to the throne of grace this morning, because God has blessed this young man, and he blessed him to be a blessing, another man on a mission by God.